Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
If I wanted to do it, I'd do it. It doesn't make it just my birthday. Because I'm kind. Someone emailed me, speaking of kindness, and said, John, you won't remember this, but 15 years ago, you gave me Chili Peppers tickets for my birthday and never once put it on the air. I just asked you through email and you gave it to me. And he said, I wanted to thank you for that. It's been on my mind. I've never said thank you. And I'm like, you know what? I don't remember that. But that sounds a lot like something I'd do.
God.
And so you're welcome. That's the weirdest thing anybody's ever held up to me before, Toledo. Toledo just handed me a sign that says placenta until 9:22.
It's going to be in place until 9:22.
Okay.
Placenta. Then you'll lose your
placenta. 97936, placenta is the word that you're firing over to us. And maybe get yourself that Dodge Challenger. Now, don't come down here right now. Obsessive Wally Cleaning Mark has taken the car to the car wash again. It gets 8 car washes a day. This thing is being pampered. Although Mark's put 600,000 miles on it going back and forth to the car wash. But still, gorgeous vehicle. And the 2017 Dodge Challenger sitting right down there. 392. Hemi. Scat Pack. Shaker. That means something to a lot of car people. All I know is it's got 480 horsepower in it, and it is enough to throw you back and still stay smooth. Great car. So, placenta, 97936, that's what you're looking for. Are we ready, boys, for Johnny Gras 2017? It's my 45th birthday, and we're going to get you guys prizes. Rock Wars is pointless today because I've already won. Can't take that away on a guy's birthday, so I am today's winner for Rock Wars. If your birthday happens to fall on a Rock Wars day, you automatically win. It's great. That's a big victory for me. I don't want any.
I'm rooting for Brady today.
Yep.
Ask those hard-hitting questions, Brady.
Now, pick a number between 1 and 20.
Let's find out what we've got on the phone first. Give me somebody on the line there. Who's on line one?
Jason's on line one.
Jason, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Happy birthday.
You cut
screws people up, doesn't it? This is everybody. Thank you very much, Jason.
Sorry.
All right, that's right, Jason. Go right. What do you do, Jason? I want to know about you.
I'm a pest control technician.
All right, that's good. A bug man.
I like his... Technician.
Yeah, technician. Yeah.
Makes it sound very official.
What's the biggest pest you've got?
You've removed?
I don't know. Scorpions?
That's it?
That's not very big.
I was thinking like owl.
Yeah, that's maybe. What I was thinking. Like a
mammoth.
A bobcat or some sort of...
ex-wife.
Like a cumbersome...
Ex-wife, yes.
Woodpecker, ex-wife. Maybe. Well, ex-wife. You got rid of an ex-wife.
That's good.
That's a pest.
That's some Cordell and Cordell exterminating, my friend. Nice job. All right, let's win. You and I will... converge as a team on the questions asked by Brady, and we will win.
1 through 20. Pick a number.
I'll pick number. What number do you want, Jason?
16.
16 it is. What are we winning with 16, Toledo?
You are getting... showed up on the screen here. You're getting the 35 below socks.
Oh, wow. Socks that keep your feet warm
perfect
in the cold.
Perfect for Phoenix.
Perfect for a July birthday.
Fibers.
July 26th birthday in Phoenix. Thinking ahead for the winter months in some other city.
$14.95. I don't care if you win this.
They're good for you.
Aerospace fabric technology, John.
So, Jason, you and I are going to have to take a trip if we win these socks somewhere where the temperature dips 35 degrees below zero and test this theory. But all we have to do is answer. How many we get right?
Five.
Okay, let's do it. All right, go right ahead. Ask away, Jason. Let's kick their ass.
Walt Disney was the creator of which popular animated cartoon character? Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, Betty Boop, Garfield.
Well, Jason, this is easy.
It's Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, of course that's correct. That's one. They're going to keep it easy, and then the last one will be about the atomic weight of neon. Number two.
Who was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean alone?
Ooh.
Margaret Mitchell? Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Amelia Earhart, Marie Curie.
There's a lady from Ohio that got credit for being the first person to do something like that. I don't know if Amelia did it alone, but I would imagine Amelia did. She had to do something big or she wouldn't have been such a big deal. She'd just be some broad who got lost.
I would say Amelia Earhart, but that's the only one of those ladies I've heard of. So,
all right, I'm with you on that. Let's go with Amelia on that one.
Final answer?
We'll go final answer.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. Nice job, Jason. Good work. Is it Cady Stanton, the lady from Ohio, that did something by herself in a jet or something?
She was able to vote.
Oh, Mark says he's not washing it. He's taking it to the Diamondbacks game today.
Oh,
so Whiplash will be at the Diamondbacks game today. All right. Oh, she was the first voting lady. That's right. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know.
Boating.
Which state's motto is live free or die? New Hampshire, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts.
It's New Hampshire. It's Patrick Henry's great sentence. New Hampshire is the answer to that, Jason.
Correct.
No, that's right. Thank you very much.
Damn it.
Cruising through.
Yeah, this is easy.
What 1958 primetime game show boasted teams of one athlete and one celebrity?
Ooh. An athlete and a celebrity? A team of an athlete and a celebrity in a game show together?
Yes.
It's multiple choice? Or is it to name the show?
Don't put the pressure on it.
1958 game show. An athlete and a celebrity.
I got nothing.
Hang on a second.
5 seconds.
No, no 5
Four,
seconds.
Four, three.
Athlete and celebrity.
One.
That's right. Good. You can count backwards to one. Athlete and a celebrity. Hang on again. Man, I don't know. That one's tough. That's a 1958 TV
Just
show that
guess.
Wasn't a big
Don't
deal.
Yeah,
$64,000 question.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's too bad, Joe.
What was it? I don't know that one.
Bronze and Brain.
Man.
Brains and Bronze.
That's a tough one. Does, right.
Everybody.
All right. Sorry, Jason. You were no help on that last one either. So no socks for us, my friend.
The relisher's in full effect today. Man.
It's got a weird email. It says, I've never listened to the station until a couple months back, and now I can't stop listening. A whole new style of music for you guys, and I just wanted to say happy birthday, John, for changing my life. Miguel.
Cisco's on the line.
Welcome to our country, Miguel. Cisco, are you there?
Thank you, gentlemen.
How are you, Cisco?
Yes, I'm doing fantastic. Happy birthday, John.
Thank you very much, Cisco. Appreciate that. Love your music.
Very welcome.
Here we go, Bray. We're going to pick a number, Cisco.
Yeah, pick a number. One through 20.
1 through 20.
Let's go. That's me. I like my scotch.
What?
I think he said scotch.
Yeah, he wants a scotch. Well, we're not ordering drinks yet.
1 through 20.
1 through 20. Simple answer.
12.
12 it is.
12 it is.
What did you say before that when you started to go under the moon?
I said, that's the age I like my scotch.
Oh, okay, good. Man, that made me, my butt got so tight midway through that sentence.
That's the age I like.
Waiting for the pocket hose, top brass bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, flexible
that's nice.
Hose.
A flexible hose. I like my women like I like my scotch, liquefied in a bottle and around 12 years old. All right, here we go. The top brass bullet, the retractable hose. These are actually pretty good. They're $20 a pop. And you get 25 feet more for just $19.99. So we're going to get the big one. That's available.
No, wait a minute.
All right, here we go.
You get the basic?
No. Nope,
where's the basic?
The offer. Best-selling hose that grows. All right, good luck. Cisco, let's get them. Here we go.
What is the result of the phenomenon of the Earth's plates pushing violently against each other? Typhoon, squall, avalanche, earthquake.
An earthquake when they push against each other.
You don't want to ask your buddy?
That's right. He knows. Cisco knows.
Correct.
Right. All right, thank you. That's one. Ask me more about 1958 TV shows that failed.
Which baseball team won the World Series 4 times in a row from 1936 to 1939? Detroit Tigers, St. Louis Cardinals, New York Yankees, Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, I think it's the Cardinals. I think it's the Cardinals. Cisco, are you with me on that?
I agree with you, John. I don't know nothing about baseball.
It's the Cardinals or the Yankees, but I'll go Cardinals.
The New York Yankees.
Ah, son of a bitch. It was one of the two sons of bitches.
So close.
The only ones who win everything. All right. Sorry, Cisco. You lose.
Duffy Rhodes podcast.
Right, just took a hit. Yeah, it's a big one there. Thinking Cardinals. Who cares about the American League? Yankees win everything. All right. Who's on line three?
We got Travis.
Travis, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. Happy birthday, John.
Thank you very much, Travis. Happy birthday to you whenever that happens. When is your birthday?
Thank you. In March.
March. Oh. Is it what date?
22nd.
Oh, you're a day before Eric.
Oh, heck yeah.
What a shame. What a shame. You guys are so similar. Well, you can try to change. There's still time. All right. Pick a number between 1 and 20, Travis.
He has the same birth date as William Shatner, because Shatner's the day before.
He's the day before you as well. Yeah, you're a Shatner baby. Congratulations on that
as
well. Yeah, dig that. No one's ever said that before. Hey, you were born the same day as William Shatner. Yeah, can you dig that? Can you dig it? Didn't realize it was so urban. All right, go ahead, Richard.
Lucky number 7.
Seven is... We're playing for a... Come on, screen.
Another one for Brady, but somehow you get it. The B-Active Pressure Point Brace for Back Pain Relief.
Oh, wow. It's a... wow, what is this? Copper?
Why would... He had the back surgery.
Yeah, I had surgery. I don't need anything wrapped around my knees for... Yeah, but you wear copper magic.
Yeah, you do that kind of stuff.
This is kind of one of those deals. It's like a little brace that has some sort of electromagnetic deal.
It's bull crap, is what Toledo's saying.
It's sort of that. It helps relieve back pain associated with lower back pain.
Chronic low back pain, sciatica, performance syndrome.
It's a knee brace. We're going to win a knee
and
brace.
And pregnancy.
Oh.
I hear buyer's remorse already.
Yeah, no, we both have it. All right, let's kick ass and get this thing anyway. Just so
there,
I have to buy it.
Are there any high-end items in there?
Yeah, you got to get us something good.
All right.
No, I'm just wondering.
Why? I think so far, Eric, the most we're in is $39.99.
This is a good game. I like this
game. So far. We'll win this thing just to make them buy us knee braces.
What is the center of the circulatory system of the human body? The brain, heart, lungs, stomach.
The center of the circulatory system?
Correct.
Oh, that's the heart.
I think it's the heart? I'll have to say it's the heart as well. It's the heart.
Final answer?
Yeah, brain. Yeah. Brain.
Correct.
Yeah, heart is the brain. Eric just went all zombie on it.
Helping.
Where did Ponce de Leon go to find the Fountain of Youth? Puerto Rico, Florida, Virgin Islands, Aruba.
I'm pretty sure it's Puerto Rico, but I'm not 100% sure. That's the first thing that I thought before Brady gave the answers. You want to go with that one?
Travis is busy.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do Puerto Rico, man. I'll say Puerto Rico.
Florida.
Was it Florida? No, I didn't find
Even
it.
Eric knew that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Duh.
He was just there.
He was just there with his head. Yeah.
I saw it.
Fountain of Youth with his head in a gator's mouth.
Like I found it.
Rube. All right. Who's
James.
This? James, are you
the
there?
Last contestant.
No, we got two rounds.
Good morning.
We got two rounds because we always play two rounds, even with your idiot asses. Yeah. All right, James. Happy birthday, James. I hope that you had a great one this year. It just happens to be mine as well, if you want to say anything back.
Good morning. What a glorious day. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, James. What a unsolicited happy birthday that was. All right.
Very
pick
nice.
A number between 1 and 20.
And heartfelt, too.
Yes, it 10. Was. 10, he says. That's my number, too. I like that one. Right. Let's go with 10. What do we got?
Sensing a theme.
Leon Durham.
The AirPress leg massager.
Oh, circulatory socks, basically.
Oh, what?
These are awesome, by the way.
$54.95.
They're $60 each.
Yeah. They're
these
awesome.
These compression leg wraps are incredible. If you work out or anything, or you ride your bike and whatever, wrap these up. They're incredible for blood flow and such. And at my age, that's becoming a necessity.
Pamper your
fantastic.
I've got them on right now. Yeah. Like never before.
Yeah. Oh, it's like having a massage. It's like getting a leg massage.
The great. Ultimate leg and foot massage.
All right, these are great.
You
good
lied,
one.
Toledo. Right, let's you get said $39.99.
I know. Well, this was a 10. I missed this one.
This was $100 out of their pockets. Let's whip their ass so Eric has to buy some.
Let's go.
All right.
Which body of water is on the west coast of the Florida Peninsula? Pacific Ocean?
The Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice job. What was your name again?
James. Wait,
James, that's right. Okay.
I don't even remember his name.
Please, it's all about
it's
me
your
today.
Teammate.
I'm going to call him John's friend.
Albus Dumbledore
mm-hmm.
was played by many different actors. Which of these four men have never been cast as the mysterious headmaster?
Dumbledore. Are you a Harry Potter fan, by the way?
I've seen him, but I'm not a fan.
All right.
Alan Rickman, Michael Gambon, Richard Harris, Toby Regbo.
Toby. All I think about is Randy Johnson's Circle K commercials. Toby. Hey, Toby. That must be it. That's a cosmic sign that the answer is Toby Regbo. Because I don't know the other ones.
You like it? I don't recognize them either.
Let's go with Toby Regbo.
Let's go.
Otherwise, Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman's the only one. He was Snape or whatever.
Snape. Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't know how that movie works. People turn into other people. It's no big deal. Sorry about that, James.
I thought you'd know that.
Happy birthday.
0 for 4.
That's right.
I'm sorry, John.
0 for 4, really? I don't think so. The place is packed with gifts. I'm like Little Lord Fauntleroy on Christmas morning.
It is. It's a great day.
So I didn't get 35 below socks and some leg massages. I'll make it with the stuff I did get.
Where's
another
your competitive
round.
Spirit?
I've got it.
Round.
I'll be fine, but I've got so much it's hard to be competitive when you're washed in glory. 602-260-9800 if you want to play around. We'll win something. I guarantee it. We'll get something going today. You guys have been absolutely no help, and I don't want to have to try.
Guarantee it. All right, if you don't win, you give us each $20.
Shut up. I'm not going to match your paycheck. It's ridiculous. Get a job. It's 916. Sell a house to somebody with some money. There you go. Well, let's get another round of Johnny Graw in here and try. We'll try very hard to win together. It's 98 KUPD.
Big Red Radio. 98 KUPD. Arizona's real rock.
Wes Scantlin from Pueblo Mud. Still on Toledo's death pool, which he is going to forfeit soon if he doesn't pay Brady the $100. Do you have the $100 today?
I do not.
Do not have the money.
Forfeit.
Close. I'm going to put a date on that.
I'm not mad at him. I'm just
disappointed. Yeah, no, it is a little disappointing. You're pratting him right now. You realize that, right? You're going to make him put out a memo, and he's going to have to be the bad guy. Don't bet with Toledo anymore. And you got the football stuff starting up in a couple weeks. How can we trust you? How can we trust you? Whatever. We'll let Mo run it. It'll be a disaster. It's 9:26. Let's do another round of Johnny Grow and try to win us some prizes for my birthday. Let's get right to it. Who's on the line there, Eric? Let's give it to me.
Frank. Start off with Frank.
Frank, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy birthday, Frank.
No, happy birthday to you.
Oh, more importantly, yes, you're right. I forgot. It's my birthday as well. Thank you very much, Frank. When's your birthday?
In November.
Oh, okay. It's not too far off. Closer than you think. All right, here we go, Brady. Ask the questions, Frank. We get five right. We win something. Pick a number between 1 and 20, Frank.
Let's do
20. He goes right to the bottom of the barrel, number 20 on the end.
All right. Oh.
What do we got? Let's see what we're playing.
Chillo, buy one, get one free.
Nice. Oh, Chillo pillow.
Those chilled pillows. This is actually nice.
Transform your pillow into a Chillo.
And we get two pillows each. You buy one, you get one free.
No. He gets the free one.
I get the package. He gets the package. That's how this works. That's how it's always worked. $12.95.
What am I supposed to do with this one pillow? We got to have two.
You got to have two pillows. We're grown men for Christ.
What do I care about your wife for?
Agreed, Frank.
No, that's why it ends in an S.
That's right. Pillows. That's right. That's why you don't say
that's a Chillo
to a hotel. She's like, I only need one pillow. You never say that to a hotel, even if you're staying alone.
I got the wife for the dirty pillows.
That's right.
Yeah, you give her all
pillows.
The bad ones.
Here's another seed pillow, honey. I've got two new ones from the station. All right, here we go, Brady. Ask the questions. Let's win.
What game show broke new TV ground by featuring a dentist who played Stars and Stripes Forever on his drill?
That would have to be The Gong Show. You think?
It would have to be.
Have to be The Gong Show.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's one. Four more, my friend.
Lucky.
Frank, we're going to get us some Chillos.
In what year did season one of the sitcom Friends premiere? 1992, 93, 94, 95?
I will have to say that is 94. Season one, I think, is 94.
I have no idea.
I think that's right.
Final answer?
Pretty sure that's right, yeah.
94.
That's exactly right. Thank
man, you love Friends. Right. Look at you.
I just know TV.
What a guy.
Not that Brains and Brawn show, but I know Friends. I knew the date TV died.
Who was your favorite friend?
I knew it died. 1994 sometime.
Were you a Joey guy?
No, I hated all of them. Schwimmer. I wish Schwimmer would have been in a super collider with that Lisa Kudrow and watched their bodies explode. That would have been the one where Lisa and collide. Oh, explode them. That's two.
Who was featured on the main cover of Madden 17?
Who?
Odell Beckham Jr., Von Miller, Richard Sherman, Rob Gronkowski.
Was that 17?
That's this year.
That's the most recent one.
It's
last year.
18's not out yet.
16, so it's the one that's out now.
I'm not a video game guy, so I have no idea.
Damn it.
Your partner
again?
Really isn't helping.
I'm not helping.
All.
Frank, you just might as well just face the other way like the Blair Witch Project.
Odell Beckham Jr., Von Miller, Richard Sherman, Ron Gronkowski.
5 seconds.
Hot box.
I don't have to say. Turn him off before he makes a dumb buzz noise. I want to say Gronk, but I think it's Odell Beckham. I'm going to go with OBJ. I think it's
Odell.
Final answer? Yeah, I'm going to go with Odell.
Gronk.
Ah, it was damn Gronkowski. Son of a bitch.
You had it twice.
I know. All right, sorry about that, Frank. You did nothing.
Go with your gut.
I'm on an island out here.
We got Josh on the line.
Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
Happy birthday, Josh.
No, John, happy birthday to you.
You're right. That's more important. Thank you, Josh. When is your birthday?
August 8th.
Oh, right around the corner there. All right, good luck to you. A couple weeks away. Go ahead. Number 1 through 20, Josh.
Let's go with 8.
Number 8. Toledo, what are we playing for?
It is the Bowl Light Quick and Easy.
Oh, that's sweet.
No tools, no wiring, no mess. A bowl light for your toilet bowl.
It lights up your toilet bowl like Vegas.
I didn't know this existed.
Me neither, but I want this. All right, Josh.
Now you can do bag puppets.
Josh, I want this. Yeah, my bag is going to cast an eclipse over this thing like nobody's business. And plus, at night when you're taking huge turds, you can see like a kaleidoscope of colors.
Yeah, it says you can change the color.
Oh, this is
amazing.
Wouldn't
it be kind of freaky, like poltergeist? It's coming when you're sitting on it.
Ghosts in the toilet? I'm loving this. All right.
Oh.
Josh.
Strange.
I've never wanted anything more.
Let's do this. Done.
Our toilet light is waiting. Here we go.
What game involves connecting three X's or O's in a row on a 3x3 grid?
The Guadalupe Squares. Tic-tac-toe.
Correct.
Tic-tac-toe.
That's it. Thank you. Well done.
Right, he's just pulling you
in. He's sucking us in. But you know what? He might make a mistake and end up on that fifth question and ask me something like, when was Friends' first year?
I like it. Good job, Brady.
There we go. It automatically turns on and off. Look at the kids are loving it. They're staring into the toilet like
poltergeist. Brilliant to merge electricity and lighting with
battery power. It's not electricity. It's battery power. Okay. You dope. Yeah. Read a book, Edison.
Oh, you don't plug it in?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, you do. Go ahead. Plug in everything. Put a lamp in your toilet immediately.
True or false? Kathmandu is the capital city of Bhutan.
Of Bhutan. Kathmandu is the capital of Bhutan.
Bhutan is so sweet.
Josh?
Yeah, I don't know that at all, John. Okay. I don't feel like it's correct, though.
I don't either. But I don't think I've ever heard the word Bhutan before.
Bitches
so I think that
in
could
Bhutan
be
hot.
I'm going to go ahead and say
They're hot.
That it is false. There's... could be the capital of so many other things.
Correct.
Yes. What is the capital of?
Thimphu is the capital of Bhutan.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Also, the answer to that question, name three places I'll never be. All right. That's two. We're killing it right now.
Who was going to Kathmandu?
Place, and go.
Bob Seger?
Was it Seger?
Bob Seger?
Somebody was going.
Brady?
Nepal? I don't know.
Okay, never mind. He didn't get the question.
Oh, yeah, Bob Seger.
Sound travels slower to him. He didn't get the question yet.
No, I surprised him, John. That's on me.
He still has old mail.
I was reading the next question.
All right, that's enough.
What African country contains such creatively named regions as South, West, North, and Far North?
The Sudan.
Central African Republic, Sudan, Cameroon, Nigeria.
I think it's Sudan.
John, you know more about Sudan people than anybody I know.
Well, I only know about one of them, though.
Like I said, more than anybody.
And really, the only thing I know about him is that he loves the Suns and he gets drunk easy, which I just apply to all Sudanese. And I also know how to spot a Sudanese. When I'm at the airport, I'm like, there's a Janny. I'm going to have to say it's Sudan because I know that they now have South Sudan. And I know even that kind of gets split up sometimes. Boy, that's a tough one, though, because the Muslims took over the Sudan. Made it all one thing. Let's stick with Sudan.
Cameroon.
Damn it. Those Cameroonese ruin everything.
Come on, John. Let's try it again. We need this.
We need that toilet light.
Sorry.
All right. Who's there?
Chris is on the line.
Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Welcome to my birthday.
A lot of sausage on your birthday.
I know. That's the way I like it. Like a big sausage fest, and then we just pile into the cake together. All right. 1 through 20, Chris.
Number two.
Man, that would have been appropriate for the toilet light.
I know.
The Odie Ultimate Grab-It Gadget.
Oh, you don't have to get up anymore. You can use
flexible
the...
flexible telescopic claw.
This is perfect for old people.
This is great.
Super strong detachable magnet light. And a detachable LED light.
It lights up so I can sit in the dark and move
grab
stuff?
Things.
Oh, that's great. I'm like a Jedi. Okay, cool. Let's do this.
All right.
What former TV doctor played a Catholic priest in The Thornbirds?
A former TV doctor that played a Catholic priest in Thornbirds was, is this multiple choice? Because I remember Richard got a big mole on his face.
Richard Hatch. Chuck Connors. Clint Eastwood.
Go on.
Richard Chamberlain.
That's the guy. Richard Chamberlain.
There we go.
Richard Donner.
Richard Chamberlain.
To Richard
Chamberlain.
Richard Donner. The
Richard
Donner Party?
Yes.
Sorry, I knew. I get that one out of the way. What was your name again?
Chris. I did not know that one at all.
That's right. I got it. I'll cover the ones you don't know, and then we'll lose.
In the 2014 movie, The Expendables 3,
God.
E3, which did not appear? Which one of these actors did not appear in that film? Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Mel Gibson, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, maybe one more time.
I would say Harrison Ford.
No, I think he's in it. I'm pretty sure he's in it.
Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Mel Gibson, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think it's Bruce Willis.
He was in one of them, but I don't know.
I don't think he's in the third one. I don't know if he's in that. I think it's either that or Arnold's out of it by then.
Okay.
You have to do an answer this time.
All right. Let's go with Harrison Ford.
No, you're wrong.
Would you like to overrule that?
What?
It's your birthday.
It is my birthday. I'll go with Bruce Willis.
overruled with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Correct!
That's right!
All right.
Way to go, Chris. Way to screw everything up.
He was very confident about Harrison Ford.
Make me right. Even though I told him he was already in it. You don't listen, Chris.
I don't.
Damn it. You're your own man. All right, that's three, Brady.
That's three.
Two more and we get that toilet light. Yes, the toilet light, indeed.
Oh, we'll
switch back to the toilet light. All
right.
We all want the toilet light.
That's cheaper for us. Okay.
Okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Whatever.
Keep that.
How many divorces did Maude endure?
On the TV show Maude?
Yes. Within.
I can sing the entire theme song. Would you rather hear that?
Yeah, no within.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Bah, bah, bah. Joan of Arc. You don't want that? You want the
That's
answer.
That's pretty solid.
The Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isidore was the first bar burner. You don't know it? No?
Nobody's a stickler for the rules.
Andrew Flack, she showed up. Oh, yeah.
But you nailed it, so you're on your way.
Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. And there's more. Nothing? Nobody?
Solid.
No prize for that?
Thank you.
All right. How many divorces did she have? I believe she had a widow and a divorce. And then she was married to Arthur, played by William Macy.
Holy crap.
I will say one divorce. No, is it two divorces? Damn it, is it one or two? I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want to talk to Chris? He might know.
The whole show had an abortion. Chris, what do you think of Maude's divorces, played by the beautiful Bea Arthur?
Well, you seem to know a lot about the show Maude, so I'm going to go number two.
She doesn't divorce Arthur. They get divorced later, but I don't know if that was ever on. So that would make
5 seconds.
All right.
Did they remarry?
Did she divorce the guy that died? The guy that died was Golden Girls. She divorced Arthur in the end, and she had two husbands before him, so she had three total divorces on Maude. She had one dead guy. She had a divorce and a dead guy on Golden Girls, three on Maude.
Final
if
answer.
She divorced Arthur, but they only talked about it. I don't know if they ever went through
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
God
come on.
Damn it.
Man.
Final
Joan
answer.
Arc with the Lord to guide her.
We need
she was a sister who really could.
That doesn't help.
Isidore was the first bomb burner. Created by Norman Lear.
In the lyrics.
Conrad Bain.
Man,
the Rue McClanahan were the neighbors. Actually, Arthur was Conrad Bain's character. Walter was her husband. She divorced Walter at three. I'm going to go with three on this one. I'm going to say three people. Three. The dead guy was Golden Girls. Three. We're going with three on this one, Chris. Three. This is answer number four. Three.
What is it, Brady?
Unbelievable. Three.
Yes! Then there's more.
What number are we at?
Then there's more. This is
number five?
Then there's more.
For the win? You better step it up a notch.
And then there's more. Then there's more.
This is for the win. Okay.
That uncompromising enterprise and anything but tranquilizing right on my... Sorry.
What is the name given to the specific type of equation used to estimate the number of possible extraterrestrial civilizations that might exist?
Yes!
Cook equation, the Columbus equation, Drake equation, Raleigh equation.
I believe it's after the... famous Spinnaker captain, Admiral Cook, who traversed the seven seas and was one of the first, but passed away in a boating incident. But he used the stars and the planets as his guide.
Stop pretending like you know what you're talking
about. The Cook equation then was applied to science later based on his limited knowledge of what he was seeing, but still
just
traveled by.
Giving him time to Google.
That was a load of bullcrap.
The
right
Cook equation, used by many, many... seafaring men. Seamen, if you will.
Lots of it.
Lots of them.
5 seconds.
What do you think, Chris? Still Chris, right?
He's busy.
Is he dead?
Chris, are you alive?
Uh-oh.
No, just one prize for me, then. I'm going to go with Cook equation. Maybe he went to go
the
buy
the... Cookie equation.
The Cook equation. No, the Cook equation is your thing from Sesame Street.
Cookie.
Cook equation.
Final answer.
I'm going final answer on that. That's after Sir William Raleigh Cook.
The?
Cook equation.
Drake.
Damn it!
Oh, that's too bad.
No idea who any of those people are. I made up an entire story.
So sorry, John.
I don't know if there was a Captain Cook who did anything.
Been now, one more shot.
He's an explorer.
One more shot.
One more and we're done. All right, let's see what we got.
Hopefully he stays on the line.
Who is it?
Michael.
Michael.
Michael, happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to you. It ain't my birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. What a coincidence that you remembered that. Thank you very much, Michael. When is your birthday?
Hey, you're welcome. November 7th.
All right. A day that we're living in. No, that's December 7th. Remember, 7th is just your birthday. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We'll pick a number between 1 and 20, and we'll close her out.
5.
5, Toledo. Very loud 5.
Speaking of loud, this is the Boom Touch for your cell phone.
Ooh. Oh, I need this. My cell phone
amplifies your device's sound without any wires or Bluetooth.
Great. All right. So it's a little speaker for your cell phone, and you don't even have to plug it in. You just put your phone on it. It sucks down all the cancerous magnets.
Yeah. How the hell does that work?
It's made by wizards in a lab in Mordor.
You just said you don't use the Bluetooth.
All right, let's do this.
No Bluetooth. You just put it down, and it amplifies the sound. So basically, it's just it's one of those horns old people used to use to hear.
Right. It's amazing.
All right, good luck.
Who provided Muhammad Ali's voice for the cartoon series I Am the Greatest, The Adventures of Muhammad Ali?
Billy Crystal.
I'll go with Billy Crystal.
Wow, that was easy. What do you think?
Incorrect.
I didn't know.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, he did it himself? There you go. I just wanted out of the game. I looked at the clock. We got to go. Very busy. Sorry about that, Michael. I've got so many prizes, it doesn't really matter if you guys win anything or not. Muhammad Ali did his
Success.
Own voice for the
yeah.
cartoon. That's pretty cool.
Hey, you wanted to do another round, birthday boy.
It's all right. I just wanted to rub into all the listeners that I get everything and you get nothing. And that's the way life works. Get used to it. John, what did you bring me? Hugs. That's really what I wanted.
I present you Lord Gordon.
Lord Gordon, what is the gift you give me? If you make it a pool cue, that's been covered. Anyway, there you go. It's 9:43.
He's providing a dance.
Birthday's still fantastic.
You don't need anything, right? You're fine.
You know what? I tell Megan that all the time. I'm like, you have to, on your birthday, I'm not getting you anything anymore, baby, because you got it all.
Complete package.
Yep. There you go. Sorry about that, all the listeners that tried and lost. What are you going to do? Billy Crystal was a pretty good shot. We're all done. The Cook Equation. I got to look that up. It's 98 KUP. How close was I?
What happens after the show?
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Find out on the HNS All Access Podcast. Roll now through the 98 KUP app.